This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you've been by Lombard Middle School, you no doubt know that the former Lombard School gym slash former Lombard College gym, known as the Zephyr Dome, has, after years of basically turning into a terrible structure, is being torn down as of yesterday. And I went by around midday today, and there's a big old wide open piece of real estate where there used to be a brick wall at the very least. So wanted to talk about that because, again, it's either dredging up bad memories for people or dredging up good memories or something like that. But District 205 Superintendent John Asplund is here to talk a little bit about that. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me, Will.
Had you had in your history a lot of exposure to, for lack of a better term, with that gym before you became superintendent?
No, not a lot. You know, I do remember going in it when I was, I think, in junior high age at one point. Mm-hmm. And, I remember the track going around the outside of it that wasn't there, you know, when we knocked it down or in the process of knocking it down. It hasn't been there for quite some time.
Yeah.
And my dad told me that they used to play Butler basketball leagues there in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, really?
Now, that wasn't me, but that, you know, dad said he played games in there when he was a grown up. So.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. It's a little piece of history I didn't know there, but very interesting. Hindsight, I guess, being what it is at this point, and this was probably, for lack of a better term, maybe a problem you inherited when you became superintendent. Should more had been done in the decades and years before now to keep that structure safe and up to code, or at least in a usable form, so you didn't have to get to the point where it needed to be torn down?
Well, you ask a simple yes-no question, and I'm not going to give you a simple yes-no answer. from a fiscal standpoint, if you wanted to preserve that building, yes, definitely more needed to be done, probably starting in the 60s, and some investment going forward. However, you know, being in the position I'm in and seeing how decisions are made, you know, on a year-to-year basis, I can understand why that building may have been allowed to deteriorate, where you start to get into cost-benefit analysis and how much money are you going to put into a structure versus the benefit you get from that structure. And speaking very dispassionately and not, you know, being involved in the history of that building or, you know, really having an emotional tie to that building. It's a single-use structure, and it was one gym. As huge as that building looked on the outside, if you got inside, you could see the only thing you could do in there is have a gym that was really, for basketball and volleyball. There wasn't a way to divide it up into multiple courts. There wasn't a way to really use the basement.
Mm-hmm.
It was really just a single-use structure, and I can understand why the district made the decision back in the late 90s and early 2000s to divest itself of the use of that structure and move into the more modern gym that they constructed back then.
Looks like it can kind of be deceiving, can't they?
Yeah, they really can. I mean, when you look at that structure from the outside, you're like, man, that thing's huge.
Yeah.
And you get inside, you're like, where'd all the space go? Because it really isn't very big when you get inside of it.
So a demolition started yesterday?
Yes, it did.
It from when I first heard about it to now, in terms of procedure and things like that, I've heard a lot of people talk about memories and hoping that certain things get saved or preserved or things like that. There was kind of a process leading up to now that addressed some of that.
Right? Yeah, there sure was. And, before I got here in July of 2017, I would say all but one item that had any historical value had been taken out, and we were asked by the State Historical Society to remove a mural that was in there, and we did. That would have been the one other item I suppose somebody could have argued had some general sentimental value. There may be individual sentimental value about any sorts of things in there, but anything of historical value was removed that could be removed. I mean, we couldn't remove the turrets off the top, but everything else had been removed.
Yeah, there were some people today, I think, that were suggesting like the two sort of tower-like ends of it. They were hoping would be – you can't really do that.
No, I mean, you can, but it's so cost prohibitive that there's really not a way reasonably for us to do it unless we had some huge angel donor that came in and gave us about $1 million to do that.
Maybe it's not fair to ask this now, but if some big angel donor had come in and given you $1 million or given you a bunch of money and said, hey, let's fix up the structure and try to do something with it. Would you have been able to do that, do you think?
When I said on here, I believe with the morning show earlier, that $1 million only gave us the right to inhabit the building again, because the district had, through a machination called building replacement, had promised to vacate that structure for the purpose of getting $1 million from the state to build the new gym. Mm-hmm. So if the district had decided, you know what, we want to rehabit that building, they would have had to pay, we would have had to pay back $1 million plus interest from the time that it was given, just for the right to go back into the building. Then it would have cost at minimum $2 to $3 million to fix up. So that million didn't really get you anything. You really would have been talking $3 to $4 million. Mm.
I heard somebody today, and I guess maybe this sounds like maybe the most true statement I could think of, that demolition was at this point sad but necessary.
Well, I guess that would, yeah, that's an excellent summary, that it is sad. I mean, I'm a lover of old historic buildings, and you know, this city is full of beautiful old homes, beautiful old buildings, mm-hmm. and it is sad when you have to demolish one, but this had moved past the usable stage and really had gone to this is a danger, and it really was in need of so much money. When you talk about you know, the central mission and purpose of an organization, you know, our central mission is to educate the youth of this community, and spending $3 to $4 million on that facility, which is a single use facility, was not really going to meet the central mission of our district. In terms of resource allocation,
I was going to say I can hear you saying that, but then I can hear people say, "Oh, you don't want to spend money on that, but you can spend money on expanding the high school and doing some of these other things that you're looking at doing."
And absolutely, people can say that, and we will say, "Yes, we made that decision," mm-hmm. Because we're trying to educate. If we just talk about the what we're talking about, the 7-12 structure, that's going to educate 1,800 students in our entire curriculum versus, you know, a single use that could fit about 50 students at a time in there. You know, we made that value judgment. We did. And we felt like that was the responsible thing to do for the taxpayers and the students here.
For folks who don't know, once the structure is demolished, what happens then?
Well, that will be green spaced, okay. You know, and it will be, and then eventually within the next 11 months, there will be solar panels on that site.
Yeah, that's something that you've been looking at pretty strongly here, as have the other districts around you here in the last several months. That's really kind of one of those things where I guess you could say, why didn't we think of this sooner?
Right? Yeah, and you know, things only come out after they get approved, but I can tell you that's been looked at since July 1 of 2017. That's the first day I started here, that process started when I got here, and those things take time. And the time was now, because all the factors came in to make it affordable and cost effective for us to do that.
It's funny you say that. I was a couple of weeks ago when I was in Fulton County for some other unfortunate news. I remember driving by a certain high school building and seeing a whole big panel of solar farms, and I immediately thought of you.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that was you know, I'm certainly not going to take all the credit that, but I was heavily involved in the Farmington solar project, and at the time we were the biggest one in the country, and you know, we're very proud of that, and the people of Farmington and that whole school district 265 are very proud of that, and you know, I think that this is going to be a long-term benefit for District 205 and the taxpayers, the students, and everybody here.
Not to mention again, as with the demolition here and with the other building projects, you're working on that same thing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're trying to look at what is the greatest impact we can have for the next several decades for how we spend the money, because we're trying to be very respectful of the tax rate. We're trying to be respectful of the taxpayers. We're trying to project out what the needs are going to be decades down the road. And we know we're not going to give everybody what they want, but we're trying to give at least what the needs are. You know, we want to get to the basic needs, and then as money becomes available, get to the wants and desires later.
I couldn't help but mention you came here pretty much two years ago. As you imagine, you'd be going through all this when 2 years ago when you started.
No, but you know, that's okay. You know that when you come into new jobs, there's going to be challenges that you weren't aware of, and there's going to be benefits that you weren't aware of. And you know, I'll still be able to sit here proudly and say the benefits are far out, you know, lasting the challenges. I mean, this is a wonderful community, and you know, born here, and you know, and love Knox County, and love Galesburg, and love the community here, and you know, there are so many wonderful things going on here, and there's always going to be people that are upset. And quite honestly, you know, as a fan of democracy, that's great. I mean, people should have the ability to say that they're upset about things and be able to talk about them, because we're not going to get better by everybody agreeing all the time. And, you know, these decisions are made as part of a process, and they, you know, all sides were considered. And, you know, we'd love to give everybody everything they want, but we just don't have that ability.
I love hearing somebody talk about that and not doing it in a disagreeable way, because I think there's way too much of that, too.
It's wonderful when we can disagree without being disagreeable.
One of these days, the John Asplund Show will be coming to WGN.
Well, we've already talked about that, Will. Yeah. You give me. I've got a whole slate of things we can talk about.
Gosh, I have some time off I'm supposed to take soon.
Well, you tell me when it is. I'm getting excited. I got a list.
District 205 Superintendent John Asplund, thanks for coming in and talking about this today.
Thank you.
Business news and sports and more coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.